Bring him.
Oh, it's coming.
Welcome back to Warp Reacts.
It's coming.
We reacted to these guys recently, and we really like them.
Oh,
yeah. Please like and subscribe. Oh, I think all four. Yeah. Please like, comment, subscribe. Please check us out on Sundays, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. Yeah, I forgot what I was going to say. We're going to be reacting to Postmodern Jukebox again.
Hey!
With Haley Reinhart again.
Okay.
They have several front people.
Yeah, they do.
Haley.
One of them is a clown.
Well, you're a clown, so...
Am
I here to amuse you?
I'm definitely interested in this clown act.
Okay. We're going to be reacting to Creep. Originally performed by... Why can I not...
Radiohead.
Radiohead.
Yeah, man.
But...
Yeah.
Stone Temple Pilots had another song that was called Creep, but it was not the same.
No, definitely not.
Well, this is not the Stone Temple Pilots.
No, it's not the Stone Temple Pilots. I've heard this one
also. We're here before. You couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But
down, ogre.
I don't care.
yeah. It was,
I might be I just, Haley Reinhart.
That was nice, huh? That was yeah. Nice.
I nice love thing. This jazz club feeling that they're doing. Yeah. I love it.
Out of the voices that I have heard, and I don't remember the names of them, but out of the voices that I've heard, hers has that like 40s.
Yeah.
Really, really, really 40s sounds to it.
40s, 50s, yeah.
I mean, the other ones, it's not that they don't, but hers is just, it's just there.
Yeah, she's got that, somebody said it in comments, and I've already forgotten the word again. Something about her growl, though. It's just.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a raspy kind of growlish kind of thing.
Yeah.
And she just makes it work.
Yeah.
I'm not saying make it work like she's struggling.
Right.
Obviously, she's not struggling to make it, but she just makes it work with the songs that she chooses to sing.
To do with them. Yeah. Because that's the field that they're creating.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go.
I don't care if it hurts. I want to have control. I want the perfect. And I want you to know it is when I
12 seconds. That was like 12 seconds.
God. Wow. Wow.
It's your voice break in the best spots.
Yeah.
Earlier, shortly after I paused the last time, she, I don't know, she had like a Betty Boops kind of sound. Yeah. I was like, what the hell is, what is going on here?
Dude, I don't know if you saw me kind of just like giggle for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah.
I happened to look at Ogre and he was like, like. Leave that man is falling in love.
Drooling.
Yeah.
He's just drooling.
No, I mean, her voice is amazing.
Tantalizing.
Yes, it really is.
Gorgeous.
Ups and downs, the little
angelic,
the little sensual, all everything. It's, yeah. It's great. It's really great.
I believe she was intending to do this and she succeeded. All right, here we go.
So very special. Yeah, I wish I was special. But I am a creep. Ooh, I said it. I'm a weirdo.
He hit play again.
Again.
I would have.
Yeah.
I would have hit play again.
That was an amazing.
It really was.
Amazing performance of that song.
Yeah.
The runs. I mean, I said most of what I had to say during the song, but the runs that she was doing, I loved those.
Mm-hmm.
I
really loved those. All over, and then the soft, I think it's and then the blah, and it's, and I like her range. She was showing that she was. I don't remember the first one. How low?
Oh yeah, yeah. She didn't get as low as she just did towards the end.
That's
of the
what song. I'm saying. Yeah, she's showing she got a little bit more.
Yeah,
down and there.
Sounded full.
It did.
I liked the end where the best way I can make a description is the end sounded more natural. Yeah, you know, like where, like a, it's hard to say. It just there was a different tone it's from hard. The rest of the song. Ogre, maybe. It's just it was a different tone at the end.
Okay,
like throughout that whole song.
Okay,
it's that's what I mean. Like it to me, it sounded like a natural. Like she wasn't stressing anything her throat.
Yeah,
it was like. Where she was kind of going like back and forth throughout it, and it was all of a sudden it was just very level.
Yeah.
And it made it sound like a normal person would sing that song.
Mm.
And it was like, wow, okay. But
I like the part where she went skibbity dibbity boobity boop.
Yeah, that was nice.
Scat, scat. It's actually called
scat. That is called scat. Yes.
It's just to me, it's all about, and again, it's, yes, has she been the focus of these two videos? Scanning.
It's not yours.
Ew. I know she's been the focus of these two videos that we've done with this, these guys.
Yeah.
The talent on these guys to keep that pace, the band itself.
Yeah.
To keep that slow pace and to keep that feel.
Right.
Because listen, she could sing all day long and sing however she wants.
Right.
Unless you have that backup, those instruments to keep that slow pace going.
Do that arrangement to do that 50s, 40s feel arrangement for like, a modern song.
You need it makes me want to sit back with a cigar and a glass of bourbon and like a big one of those big like 50s couches.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
And that's what it feels like.
My understanding is when Haley did the first song that she did with them, that's what really brought Postmodern Jukebox front and center to a lot of folks. So
I mean, she's definitely got a booming kind of voice, so I can see it.
Yeah,
I could see that voice being like turning a lot of heads in that direction initially. You know what I mean?
Right.
Then in that,
she got a set of pipes.
Butcher, you hated it clearly.
Yeah, it was
completely
absolutely atrocious. I'm actually, I need to go get some tissues to clean the blood out of my earphones from having to be tortured with that amazing sweet nectar.
Bye, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye.
Please like, comment, and subscribe.
What are you?
PM Eastern Time every Sunday. Every Sunday, including Christmas Eve. Oh, yes.